Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos year, and we are continuing the halachas of refuah on Shabbos. We spoke out in the last two shiurim, that a chayla she'en bei sakana, it's mutter to do a iser derabbanon to help the chayla she'en bei sakana, that's not in danger. You'll have to do iser derabbanon, but you have to do it with a shinui. You have to do it abnormally, and then it's mutter to do something to help the chayla she'en bei sakana. And the kasha is, that we spoke at in previous Urim, that if someone's a choyla she'im by sakana, he's nafal amishkov, he's choyla kalaguf, or he has something like strep or fever, and he's falling to bed, he's allowed to take medicine. And the question is, taking medicine is an issur derabbanan because of shriya salmonim, because he might grind up salmonim. So how are you allowed to do issur derabbanan without a shinui? We just said that you're only allowed to do an issur derabbanan with a shinui. So l'chayra, you should have to take the medicine with a shinui. That is the question. So the Mishnah Berurah himself asks this question, Sifkat and Kufcha Falef, and he answers that whole din that you have to do a shinui is only by a real malacha derabbanan. But taking medicines, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, is not a real malacha derabbanan. What's the raya? The raya is someone who's perfectly healthy is allowed to take medicine. It's only someone who has a mechosh, an ailment, can take medicine, but a healthy person can take medicine. So it must be, it's not a real malacha. It's aser for someone who has a mechosh to take medicine, but it's not a real malacha. And therefore, the word geyser, and therefore you do not have to take that medicine with a shinui. There were some who wanted a taina that it depends what type of medicine you're taking for ailment, that if it's not oral medicine, but if it's a medicine like a patch or a cream that you're doing with mereach, a cream you're putting on, that you maybe do have to do a shinui. That's what it says in the Matnas Avram from a square dayan, and the Sefer Refuah Yisrael from Rabbi Badner. Both of them say that you have to put on the cream with a shinui, but lemaisa the minig is to be mekel by medicines that no malacha on that medicine, just an issur shriya salmonim. If someone is sick, a chayla she'en bei sakana, the minig is they take those medicines without a shinui. And what's the reason for this minig? Look at the Piskei Tshuvos, Sifkat Beis, he has a pshat in it. But that's the minig, to take medicine without a shinui on Shabbos by a chayla she'en bei sakana, by someone who's nafal mishkov, someone who's chayla kol guf, his whole guf is, he's sick in his whole guf. Now, the Ramah adds and says, now, when it comes to a katan, the katan always has a din of chayla she'en bei sakana. For example, by an adult who gets a bee bite, there's no reason for him to take any medicine because it's just a minor pain and you shouldn't take medicine for that unless he's allergic or something. But just a regular bee bite, there will be no Indian to take Tylenol because he's not incapacitated and therefore he should not take medicine. But if it's a child who gets a bee bite, so then it's mutter for them to have medicine because a child is always called a chayla she'en bei sakana. And even more, the Ramah says you'll have to have a non-Jew cook something because you'll have to do a iser with a guy. You'll have to do malacha with a guy. Therefore, a guy could do something for the katan if it's needed for the katan. Now, the shaila is, what age is a katan called a chayla she'en bei sakana? We're saying a katan's always considered a chayla. He's always considered he's sickly. What age is that? So, the machlek is a paiskim. Some say the age is until 3 years old. From 1, 2, and 3, a katan is still very weak and he's not strong enough yet, and therefore he's considered a chayla she'en bei sakana. Others allow till up to 9 years old, but l'maisa, the achra is, it depends on the katan, how strong he is. So till 3 is definitely considered a chayla she'en bei sakana, give him medicine without a problem. Once the child gets between 3 and 9, that's already a shiloh, what age he is considered a chayla she'en bei sakana, depends on the person. Now, what about the older person, a senior, someone's over 70 years old? So there, the Paiskim write that we don't find, the Hayantik of Paiskim write, we don't find any Paiskim, a Hayra'a, a Psak, to call a Zakin a Chayla She'en bei Sakana. But it's brought down in Tshuvos Ar Sameach that, of course, someone who is in an old age home, usually they're very Shvach, they're very weak, and therefore, of course, they're called a Chayla She'en bei Sakana. But we're talking about someone who's very in good health, Baruch Hashem, and he's over 70, he does not have a din of Chayla She'en bei Sakana, and therefore he cannot take medicine for an ailment unless he's the same tanoim like a regular person, not full of mishkov, so on and so forth. But just by being old, that's not enough. By a katan, we're saying just by being a katan under 3 years old is already classified as a chayla she'en bei sakana. He's already classified as a chayla. By a zaken, someone who's over 70 is lav dafka considered a chayla unless he's a little weaker and he's very old and he doesn't have the same kaiches. So then he would be considered a chayla she'en bei sakana.